You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the action on Monday, December the 26th, Boxing Day of course. We've got a spectacular 4 days action coming up at Leopardstown, beginning with the first day, which the highlights are the Knight Frank Juvenile Hurdler Grade 2, 115, and of course the Racing Post Novices Chase, the Grade 1, which brings together a small but select field, including Identity Thief and Min. Plenty of good maiden hurdles and handicaps in between, scattered around. So hopefully we can back a few winners today at the Dublin venue. Right, we start off at the 12:15 then, which is a 2 mile maiden hurdle. Not particularly strong-looking race on paper anyway for the track, but we've got a nice horse in the shape of Outspoken that hopefully will get JP McManus's Christmas Festival off to a good start here. First run, of course, for Joseph. This horse used to be with Aidan last year, and he's just had the one run over hurdles, and it was a very promising one as well. In fact, he probably should have beaten the odds-on favourite, Albeck de Plessis, had he not made a very bad mistake at the last when he was coming to challenge, and the way he kept on the running for minimal pressure suggested that he probably would have done so if he would have been cleaner, and not only the last, but at the second last as well, when he also made a mistake. That experience should have done him in good stead. And with Mark Walsh on board and on better ground as well, I think that's the key to this horse. He's got some good form on the all-weather and on good ground on the level. He should be good enough to take what looks like, I say, a fairly ordinary maiden hurdle at 12:15. On to race number two then. I must admit, I'm quite surprised to see Joey Sasser languishing as third favourite here. I'd have him in a good deal shorter. I'd almost suggest that he's got the best form coming into this race, albeit he's yet to win over hurdles in two starts. Both of those two performances have been very good on the figures, including last time out when he chased down a lovely horse of Willie Mullins's called Cielas Emery. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite cope with the Mullins runner, who got first run and looked very much an out-and-out stayer on that particular occasion. But the ground was very, very heavy, and not sure this horse was as suited to that ground as he had been when he ran the time before, and indeed when he won a bumper at Downroyal three starts back. Dry conditions definitely playing into this horse's strength today. He's got the experience, and I wasn't overly taken by Castello Zavora first time up at Fairy House beyond Run for Dave. I'm not sure why that horse is trading at 6-4 in the market. Danger might well be Barra from the Gordon Elliott stable, but again, that form took a knock the other day with Invitation Only running badly in a Grade 2. So I think Joey Sasser at 4-1 this morning is an absolute standout in race 2. On to race 3 then, the 115, which is the first of the graded races. This comes up as the Grade 2 Knight Frank Juvenile Hurdle. And we're going to learn quite a few about the juveniles over the other side of the Irish Sea. The best 4 or 5 three-year-olds all take their chance here in this mouth-watering affair. And three of them, of course, have already locked horns previously at Fairy House in the Grade 3 the other day. Of course, that went the way of Land of Hope and Glory. He got the better of Bapuami and Mega Fortune. Now, both the second and third could argue that they've got a chance of turning the form around today. Bapami, of course, made most of the running, looked the most likely winner going down to the last, until a slow jump and the negative of not having a previous run obviously took its toll on William Mullins' gelding in the latter stages. So I do think Bapami's got a good chance on his own of turning the form around. But of the three, I do think Mega Fortune is very much the one to be with out of the trio here. He very much got outpaced as the tempo increased, going down to two out and down to the last, and he started very eye-catchingly on the run to suggest he wants a bigger field and a stronger pace, and hopefully he'll get that today in this Grade 2 affair. I certainly think stamina is very much his key suit, and he could easily, like I say, turn the form around with the front two in the market. The other one to keep an eye on is Prospectus. First run for Gavin Cromwell the other day, having been only a 69 rated horse for Hughie Morrison on the flat, but he showed that he liked the cut in the ground and eight flights of hurdles when he won at Ferry House today. And quite a good time figure as well, and the way he stayed on suggests that he's no forlorn hope in this race either at a big price. But Mega Fortune, who I think will get the run of the race today, is the choice in race number three. On to race number four then, which is the first of the competitive handicaps. Lots of horses coming in good form, but I do think Robert Tyner's got a very strong hand here, not only with Concordian, who caught the eye the other day at Navan behind Bull Ride and Dararan, but in particular Blast of Cooman, who doesn't look too badly treated in his first run in this discipline, off a mark of just 116. I thought he ran really well first time out at Nace behind Saturnas, and then he probably would have finished second to one of Willie Mullins' nicer horses, called Crackmoan, down in Clonmel the other day, only for him to overjump and fall at the last. Had he stayed on his feet, he probably would have been beaten in around the 2 or 3 length mark. And that's certainly good enough to suggest that he can be very competitive in a race of this nature. I do think Dararan and Artful Artist have both got chances at the front end of the market, but I'm hoping that Blast of Cooman will certainly go some way to outrunning his odds around about the 10-1 mark this morning. On to the big race of the day then, which is the Racing Post Novices Chase. And it looks as though we've got a really good 2 mile division this season on both sides of the RSC. Of course, we've got Altior flying the flag for the UK runners. But over in Ireland, we've got York Hill, Min and Identity Thief, who've already run to a very, very high level, both visually and on the speed figures. And top of the pile is Identity Thief, and he's the choice here around about 7-4 this morning. Off the back of that win in the Craddock Stand the other day at Punchestown. Now, we didn't see a great deal of that race because it was a very foggy day. But when they came out of the gloom, Identity Thief was well on top. Indeed, when you look at his speed figure as well for that particular race, it suggested it was a very good run on the clock. And Attribution and Baldark have both come out of that race, and Frank Laforme as well. So it's very much been solidified, that particular run at the County Kildare venue. Now, Min obviously has got all the form in the book from last year, of course, second to Altior in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. And if you do his time circuit comparison as well with Identity Thief, of course, running the Champion Hurdle on the same card, there's hardly anything between them. There's about half a second difference between both of them jumping the first in front of the stands all the way to the line. So, like I say, I don't think there's a great deal to choose for them with these two horses here today. It'll of course be who jumps the best, and hopefully Identity Thief, with 2 runs under his belt and a win of course already at Leopardstown in the past over hurdles, might just have the scales tipped in his favour here today. So Identity Thief is the choice in race 5. On to race number 6 then, which is the second of the very competitive handicaps, and I've got no hesitation but for putting up Baldark here as probably one of my strongest bets on the card here today. This horse has been a decent recruit to fences on the evidence of his last 2 or 3 runs. Indeed, I thought he ran with great credit in the Craddock Stand in the Grade 2 at Punchestown 2 starts ago, and he looked like he was going to justify favouritism last time out at Navan when he came sauntering up to the front runners in between the second last and the last. Going down to the last, he still was in with a great chance, but unfortunately, his Petrogaze flashed on empty on the running, and he was outstayed by the strong staying Oscar Knight. But he still did enough to suggest that dropping back in trip, he could well be effective in races off a mark of 132. Indeed, he was a 140 rated horse over hurdles in his pomp. So he's got every chance here in his second start in handicap company to justify his position in the market here today. So Baldark, strong choice there in race number 6. On to the final race then, which is the concluding bumper. And Gordon Elliott should have a very good day here this afternoon. And if he doesn't, well, hopefully he'll be rounded off with a winner in the shape of Midnight Escape in the final contest. This horse, of course, a former point-to-point winner, made his debut the other day in a decent novices hurdle at Navan. Of course, we get a chance to see that form upheld, hopefully, in the second race with Joey Sasser. But all the same, I thought Gordon Elliott's Shards ran a really eye-catching race to be never near a third. Considering he was a 50-1 poke and great things weren't expected of him, that has got to be considered as a very good return first time under rules. Of course, he's got a decent pilot on him today. And with this stiff track very much hopefully playing into his strength, being as he stays really well, I'd expect Midnight Escape to round off what should be a very good day for Gordon Elliott here today at the Dublin venue. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We'll be with you again tomorrow when we're going to take another look at a star-studded lineup at Leopardstown on the second day of their Christmas festival. Thanks very much for listening for now, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.